It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, and research shows that we sound way funnier after you've consumed 9 to 10 alcoholic beverages. Oh. So if you're not laughing yet, maybe you're too sober.
That's what it is.
And that's your fault.
Uh-huh. Yeah. 5 o'clock somewhere.
Drink up for a brand new edition of What's On Your Mind, where I ask my co-host what they've been thinking about lately, starting with Brooke. Brooke, what's on your mind?
Well, we did the big, you know, the big turkey meal, the big Thanksgiving.
Yeah, the big turkey meal. Yeah. That's what we call it. Yeah.
At my sister-in-law's for the first time, and I didn't realize that she and her friends have an annual tradition of doing a polar plunge.
I've heard of those.
Right, okay. Where you go out into freezing water and you jump in.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
And you guys know, I am no pansy.
No, you're competitive.
Exactly. So there is no way I was turning this down. Oh, right? So I'm like, it's on.
She has swim goggles just ready to go.
Yeah. Is it a competition or I thought everyone just jumps in together?
Yeah,
Alexis,
true.
Okay.
Brooke always turns it into a competition.
Yeah. So we get down there. Everybody lines up and we count down 3, 2, 1, and we start running into the water.
Yeah.
And the water isn't getting any deeper. It is literally just up to my shin.
No.
And so I keep running, and I keep running. And by now, my feet are like ice blocks because I'm like 100 yards, not exaggerating, from the shoreline. And now the water's getting more shallow.
It's what? Got him into your stomach.
I thought this was a plunge. And at this point, I'm looking back, and the shore is so far away. I have to get in.
Yeah.
So I finally just kind of lay down.
Oh my God.
And it's kind of like a shallow puddle at this point.
Oh, God.
A shallow puddle. I kind of flip over and get my head underneath.
Just cupping water with your hands and pouring it in your face.
And then I get up and I try to go, I did it. But everyone's so far away.
You're the only one that kept running.
Yeah. I mean, everyone's like, where's Brooke?
Yeah. They're like, actually, let's leave. She's embarrassing us.
So it was more
my
like,
my ankles are cold. Get out of here.
A polar weighted.
Good job.
You win.
You definitely came away looking cool from that. Jose, what's been on your mind?
Well, as you all know, I love food. Mm-hmm. And I would say in the last like 5 years, I've gotten really into more like high quality foods, looking into foods, researching.
Oh, yeah, like nutrition.
Absolutely.
Come a long way from those Hot Pockets.
No, absolutely. But the downside of that is now when I go home for Thanksgiving.
Oh, you are judging your mom.
Yeah. So the first thing I say, hey, I want to help make the mashed potatoes.
Uh-huh.
And I'm handed dry potato dust packets.
Oh, no.
We have all of them.
Just like the pilgrims ate at the first Thanksgiving, right?
No, it was
the instant mash.
Instant mashed potatoes.
I love those.
That's good.
And that says a lot of Alexis.
Yeah.
Well, they taste the same.
No, they do not.
They do.
Get that out of your mouth.
They do.
So then it comes to the turkey. I'm like, let me help. Where's the dry rub? Where's the butter? Uh-huh. And they're like, oh, no, it's ready to go in. My family just puts a turkey unseasoned into a baking bag.
What?
And puts it into the oven.
Are they related to Alexis's family? Is that why they're
not seasoned? No, we have ham. We don't have turkey. No one can cook that.
It's their kitchen. I don't want to be rude, so I'm just stewing in my own juices.
You're not telling them that this is a problem and shaming them?
I mentioned it, and they're like, no, it's going to be fine. And then sure enough, the turkey comes out, and it's dry. Oh. And the dark meat is dry.
And just white. It's just so white.
And so anyway,
that's when you yelled at them.
No, I just put a bunch of gravy on it and I didn't complain. I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. I'd rather say it behind their back on the radio.
Just sounds like next year you're going to have to do all the cooking yourself.
Well, maybe. I have a pretentious palate, so maybe I'll do that.
Yeah. Alexis, tell us what's been on your mind.
Well, you guys have tried my famous macaroni and cheese recipe.
Infamous.
It is literally just the powder, water, and mash.
Yes, so I get it. Not everybody's a fan of it, apparently. So I went to a Friendsgiving, and I changed the recipe a little on what I would do for it.
Ooh,
okay.
What'd you do?
Well, I brought this mac and cheese, and you guys, like, it was so loved. Everybody ate every last bite of it.
Wait, did they have COVID and they couldn't taste?
I'll tell you, my recipe is that I bought the very fancy Costco frozen mac and cheese,
Yeah, somebody else made it.
The one that's already made. So,
dude, that one's good, too.
Oh, it's so good. And I put it in a casserole dish after I made it, and I brought it over.
Oh, you took credit?
Yes. I did bake it for a whole hour. I had to check on it and stir it.
Yes, you didn't even microwave it.
Then I did it again for my family Thanksgiving, since it was so good.
Did they like
again,
it?
Again, even my pickiest little brother loved it, guys.
Oh, wow.
So this is my new life hack, and if anybody needs a Christmas Eve dinner... I can cook for you.
You okay?
Alexis has the Costco.
It feels so good to be a good cook now.
I'm ready to bring you to Thanksgiving next year.
Oh yes, I'm a chef.
All right, Jeff, what's on your mind?
This might be maybe the hardest what's on your mind that I've ever had to do.
What?
This is going to be really painful for me. More painful than the time you guys made me do the one chip challenge with no pants on. Oh.
We didn't make you do that.
Where I had to sit on the spicy chip?
Nope.
No.
Was that not this show?
Nope.
Maybe a different show you're on. I don't know.
I'm getting older.
You are.
As all of you are. And with that, there comes certain challenges.
Okay.
And my latest challenge is being able to see things clearly.
Oh.
That happened to me at 8 years old.
Well, it's new to me, Brooke.
No, it's new to me.
You can't hear either. You realize that.
That's
all the senses
true.
Are going. So I got glasses. For
what?
The first time
ever. You have glasses?
I want to
They're
see.
Here right now, and I'm about
put
to put them on
Do
for the first time
it.
In front of
put
you.
Put them on.
I think you look good.
What I'd like to do after I bespectacle myself is just have a one-word review from each of you in the room, okay? So here we go. Glasses for the
Did
very
you find
first
them?
Time.
Where are they?
Yeah, they're over here.
Oh, okay.
Let's get a drum roll, please.
I think you're going to have a thick frame.
3, 2, 1. Glasses on.
Hey!
One Brooke, word. One word.
Four eyes.
That's my word.
My mom thinks I look like Tina Fey with a beard.
Right?
Yeah. How is your mom funnier than you are?
Anyway, if you want to see what I look like with glasses on, video is up on our YouTube at Brooke and Jeffrey. You can go check it out.
Are they drugstore glasses? They look kind of like drugstore glasses.
These are $200 glasses.
They're like very well done.
Anyway.
I have a glasses shop for you. If
you want. Okay.
Oh, no. Don't take her. It's gone worse than I thought it would go. Text in to 78592. Tell us what's been on your mind. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.